States are ready to hold banks accountable for alleged foreclosure abuses.
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Obama administration and nearly every U.S. state are reportedly ready to settle for $26 billion with five of the country's largest banks. An announcement is expected today, perhaps bringing some closure to those who've been hurt by mishandled foreclosures. Marketplace's David Gura reports from Washington.
4 million households have been through foreclosure since 2007. For some of them, this is good news. Anthony Sanders teaches real estate finance at George Mason University.
They're going to receive a check. It looks like it's going to be between $1,500 and $2,000 per person.
Those homeowners weren't able to pay their mortgages. This money will compensate them for the bank's sloppiness during the foreclosure process. But Sanders wonders how much of a difference $1,500 will really make to a family that's lost its home.
If you're a major league pitcher that's won 21 games and you lose your arm in an off-season boating accident and you get a check for $1,500 from the insurance company, I sincerely doubt that's going to make you feel any better.
The settlement will also help others, homeowners who are underwater, whose houses are worth less than what they owe. There hasn't been a settlement this big between the government and industry since the tobacco settlement in 1998. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
A note now on a story we aired yesterday about a proposed merger between Capital One and ING Direct. The Fed's decision on that merger has been delayed. Opponents say the combined bank would cause systemic risks for the economy, and our report didn't include a response from Capital One. The bank says neither it nor ING engaged in business practices that led to the financial crisis and that the combined bank would be, quote, fully diversified. And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in overseas trading this morning, down across Asia, but up slightly across Europe right now, as news has just come in that Greece's unemployment rate surged to 21% in December. Its youth unemployment rate, 48%. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow creeped up 5 points to close at 12,883.
Do you enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
Now to the home of Marketplace, Los Angeles, a city with a population of about 4 million. There are about 13 million in the metro area, which is home to the third biggest metropolitan economy in the world. LA's mayor, Antonio Villaraigosa, happens to be president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors at the moment, and he joins us now in our LA studio. Good morning.
Jeremy, it's great to be with you.
It's great to have you here. I want to start by asking you, I remember back in 2005 when you were inaugurated, I remember listening to your speech. And one of the things that you talked about was that the biggest challenge for Los Angeles was the fact that we spend so much time stuck in traffic. You talked about a subway to the sea. Why hasn't that happened yet?
Remember when we were talking about doubling the size of our rail system, we didn't have the money to do it. That was 2005. Well, since then, we passed Measure R, a half-penny sales tax, to generate $40 billion to double the size of the rail system. And Measure R actually helps to fund a subway that will take us very close to the sea.
Do you see Los Angeles in the future as a city with a transportation system like New York or Chicago or Washington, D.C., where you really can get anywhere you want to go quickly on a train or a bus?
It will be unique to Los Angeles. It won't be New York, Chicago, or San Francisco. But yes, you know, there was a lot of attention on LA during so-called Carmageddon. That HOV lane that we will build will relieve the most congested freeway in the United States.
The 405.
But we can't continue building freeways in LA. We've got to invest in public transportation. That's what I said we'd do 6 years ago in my inaugural speech, as you mentioned.
All right. Well, in addition to being the mayor of Los Angeles, you are also, as we said, the president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. What is a city that you have seen since you've been in that job that has inspired you, that you see as a model for things that other cities in the country should emulate?
Well, there are a lot of great cities. Chicago's one of them. New York is a very well-run city. So is Boston. L.A. is unique. It's a city with a gateway to Asia and Latin America. And that's why I believe we are America's city of the future, because of the proximity that we have to the growing economies of Asia and Latin America.
How are L.A.'s finances? Is the situation better now than it was, say, a year ago?
The situation is definitely better. We were facing a $500 million structural deficit. It's about $200 this year. The difference between cities and the state and the federal government is that the federal government, when they have a deficit, can print more money.
Yep.
States balance their budget on the backs of cities, counties, and school districts. The buck stops with us, and we have to make the tough decisions, and we've made them. But I'd like to see more of a partnership with the state and the federal government, particularly in these times.
I used to live in New York, which I think is a great city. I now live in L.A., which I think is a great city as well. But it's kind of hard sometimes to convince people of that. Why do you think L.A. has this weird, bad rap in some parts of the country?
I love the New Yorkers who always talk about New York but live in Los Angeles. I actually find it rather funny. I think what happens is many of the people that live in Los Angeles weren't born here, so they still feel some connection. But there's a reason why they live here.
Yeah.
There's a quality of life here, and people just embrace you. And I think that's why people love Los Angeles the way they do.
Antonio Villaraigosa is the mayor of Los Angeles and the president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Mayor Villaraigosa, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And finally, to London, where comedian Tim Vine has won the prize for Joke of the Year at the annual LAFTA Awards. The winning line? Conjunctivitis.com. That's a sight for sore eyes. According to the Telegraph newspaper, Vine also won a joke contest 2 years ago with this zinger. I've just been on a once-in-a-lifetime holiday. I'll tell you what, never again. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.